The club was co-owned by Marty Balin. He was in the band. So I guess that's how they got the gig. Anyway, they were kind of surprised at their success right away. They had Somebody to Love and White Rabbit, top 10 hits in 1967. So it was time to go on the road, but they were a little reluctant. Here's the late Paul Kantner on that.
It was just amusing.
And we had to leave town more, which we didn't like.
No, we liked it, but we all had arguments with Bill Graham about, no, we don't want to tour that month. We'd prefer to stay in San Francisco because such and such and such was going on. And yes, we'll go out for 3 or 4 weeks, but we don't want to go out for 3 or 4 months. Nothing's better than in San Francisco.
Well, John Anderson from Yes started his self-quarantining at his Central California home on crutches. Here's John Anderson to tell you the story.
I was going to make barbecue, and what I do, I give my wife a massage as I barbecue. It's very, very tricky. And I slipped and broke my foot. And for months, she had to cook, do the dishes. She had to go and do the laundry, and then she had to take out all the trash. But she was my fairy princess, and now she's my goddess.
Hey, she got a massage. Neil Young has informed members of his online archives he's going to begin the process of eliminating Facebook and Google logins from the website. He explains he's disengaging from what he calls the corrupt social platform because it will be time-consuming. It'll cost him $20,000 to do that, but he says it's worth it. Facebook knowingly allows untruths and lies in its political ads to circulate on the platform while bots sow discord among users. Sowing dissent and chaos in our country by a political disinformation is something we cannot condone. Simply put, Facebook is screwing with our election. He says after a short process, a few clicks and you'll still be able to log in using your email address and password. But not social platforms!